Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. When you think of farming, you imagine a tractor and plow turning the gorgeous black, rich-looking soil, and you can nearly smell the earthy scent of freshly turned earth. This is called tilling. It's done to remove old plant debris to make it easier to plant a crop. It's a proven technique that's been in use for over 3,000 years. The downside, however, is it can lead to soil compaction, loss of topsoil, soil erosion, and lack of water retention. By comparison, no-till farms may look messy. Have you ever driven by a field of soybeans and you see a stalk or two of corn sticking up? Or a field of corn after the harvest where the farmer hasn't plowed up the field, leaving remnants of dried corn stalks? Then you've driven by a farm that uses no-till techniques. Recently, I had the pleasure of visiting the Ewolt Farm in Bluegrass, Iowa, for a River Action Riverine walk on how no-till farming techniques are not only profitable for the farmer, they're good for the environment. In no-till farming, the farmer doesn't till his soil at the end of one growing season or the beginning of the next. By leaving the roots from the previous season's crop in the ground, the soil gains nutrients from the composting of the organic matter. The resulting spongier soil also increases the land's ability to absorb and retain water, assists in the prevention of soil erosion, and helps stop the topsoil from just blowing away. While tilling the soil has resulted in less and less topsoil over the past 150 years, no-till actually starts to rebuild the topsoil again. This may be only 0.2 inches per year, but at least it's 0.2 added instead of lost. Because of the better water retention, there's less runoff. Less water running off the farm means less silt, nitrogen, and phosphorus going into our rivers and lakes. The result is improved water quality for all of us. The most powerful benefit of no-till is improved soil fertility and making the land more resilient. The farmer saves on fuel, labor, and often on the cost of fertilizer and insecticides. Less fertilizer applied, less potential for that fertilizer to run into the water system. And this isn't a hypothesis. You see, no-till really isn't new anymore. The idea started in the 1940s, and it became mainstream in the 1970s, resulting in decades of farming in drought years, flood years, scorching and cool years. The data is in. This works.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.